Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to get you ready for the holiday, give you some holiday safety tips. But interestingly, some of the stories today is nearly 1 in 5 of us that take high blood pressure medicine. I don't take it yet, but eventually I will. Apparently are taking medicines that increase our blood pressure. We also have a study coming out of Pfizer showing unvaccinated children, this is out of Pfizer, were 3% more likely to get COVID than vaccinated. Why such a low percentage? We're going to also talk about how a Southwest Airlines passenger, man, he drank, smoked pot, and then sexually assaulted a flight attendant. He has a fine, but the rest of us are going to be dealing with major, major fines and repercussions due to jerks being on planes acting like they are. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have some favorites when it comes to health insurance, and I've worked as a physician for years. One of my favorite health insurances has been United. And the reason why is, with United, very easy to access people over the phone if I have a question. My patients seem to get their claims taken care of. And I believe that they are kind of one of the most underutilized health insurance companies out there if you have a choice. So I've asked Dr. Kate Newhausen, board-certified family physician, so she's my sister here, Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans, to kind of talk about what they're offering during this kind of confusing time of enrollment. Dr. Newhausen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'm really excited to hear that United Healthcare is one of your favorite plans.
It is. They've made life so much easier. And I'm in Nevada, where we're having some issues with teachers' health trusts, and so it's really nice to have somebody solid and stable throughout all this. And boy, there's been a lot of ups and downs in health insurance. You know, talk to us about what you're seeing.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing is 2022 is a really exciting year. So what I really want your audience to know about our United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans is we're offering a variety of new plans for 2022 that will meet the needs of individuals and families. So, for example, I was just talking with my millennial sister who lives in Maryland last night about the free virtual fitness classes that we'll be offering. And I was also telling my mom how we are offering a number of plans with free primary care and $3 prescriptions. And, of course, the family doctor, the free primary care is exciting, as is the fact that we're offering free preventive care like pap smears, mammograms, colonoscopies, and flu shots on all of our plans.
Love it. And I love that. The virtual, it's like a Peloton, right? Except you don't have to pay that much money. I love that. How does that work?
Well, so it's absolutely free. It is just like the Peloton Cliff classes. And a number of our plans offer anyone who signs up free access to those virtual fitness classes all year.
Wow, wow. So, you know, obviously individual family plans have changed since the Affordable Care Act, some good, some bad, but a big concern my listeners have is the cost, the high deductibles. Has United been able to, you know, as the years have gone by, got those deductibles slowly down?
Absolutely. So we have a variety of plans. Some have very low deductibles, right, for people that need a lot of services, right? Some have higher deductibles for people that want low premiums. But what's really exciting for your audience to know is that government subsidies have increased for 2022. So So that means millions of people are now eligible for health insurance plans with a $0 premium or eligible for lower premiums, which makes getting health insurance on the marketplace even more affordable. But it's really important that people know that open enrollment on the health insurance marketplace is happening now. Another exciting change is the deadline has been extended until January 15th for coverage starting February 1st. However, if people need coverage starting January 1st, they need to sign up by December 15th. But again, this means people have a lot more time to make a choice, see how much subsidy or financial assistance they qualify for, so they can get covered for next year as long as they don't miss this window.
Mm-hmm. And what website do you recommend for the health insurance marketplace? I know there's, we want to make sure that nobody goes to any scamming sites. Where are the sites that you're directing people to?
So I recommend that people go to our website, uhcexchange.com. Again, that's uhcexchange.com. So that will let your audience look at all of the different health plans we offer that are high quality, low cost coverage, and they can enroll in or change coverage during that open enrollment period, which runs until January 15th.
Fantastic, fantastic. And you mentioned $3 prescriptions. That's killer. I mean, I remember years ago, I think Walmart got it down to $7 prescriptions, but $3. And that's for most, you know, like blood pressure medicines, diabetes, things like that. Not insulin, of course, but very commonly used medications?
Absolutely. Yes, that is a wide range of all of the generic medications, you're right, that we, you know, prescribe for high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, kind of the whole range of generic medications available for $3 on most of our plans at Walgreens.
Gosh, man, I love that. I love that. So in the last minute or so, Dr. Newhouse, can you tell us what else would you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, so again, I just think it's really important that people understand the exchange is also the health insurance marketplace. And again, what's really unique is there are more generous subsidies this year. So millions of people will have these $0 premiums. And again, I encourage everyone to go to our website, uhcexchange.com, to look at the variety of plans and the subsidies that you can qualify for. But again, please sign up by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st, and please sign up by January 15th, the last date for coverage in 2022 starting February 1st.
Okay, that is fantastic. Dr. Newhouse, we really appreciate you and everything your team does. And as a doctor, I appreciate you guys because, man, when patients have good, solid insurance, it really helps my job. Dr. Newhouse, thank you again. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Giving Tuesday is a day when people all around the world come together to support causes that are important to them. In celebration of the generosity found in the META community, the company will match up to $8 million in eligible donations made to fundraisers on November 30th on Facebook for nonprofits in the United States. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Vice President of Social Impact.
Most donations on Facebook are under $25. Those small but mighty dollars add up. But it's important to remember that giving doesn't just mean money. We're testing Facebook neighborhoods in more than 130 new cities, which means that many more people have a simple way to build and strengthen their local community. The new giving exchange is another thing I'm thrilled about. By donating items for free to neighbors, not only is it a way to help one another, but it's also good for the environment.
What are some other ways people can give?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Where can we go for more information?
fb.me/givingseason2021.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of your questions, and keep those questions coming at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of the questions are coming from parents going, do I get the vaccine? Do I have my kid get the vaccine? Do I not? And the data coming out on the vaccine, originally the Pfizer data said 90% effective for kids. I just saw a study today saying it was 100% effective. Let me see where that one came from, where it was 100% effective at keeping Pfizer away from, or keeping Pfizer away from, keeping bad COVID away from kids. So the efficacy of the vaccine in kids are fantastic, but what's worrying parents is the myocarditis risk and the and the menstrual irregularity risk or other sorts of risks. Well, an interesting analysis of the data, and I'm still kind of looking at it myself because, again, it's a... You know, when you read it in one lens, it looks a little different from reading it in another lens. And one report is saying that of the 1,100 12 to 15-year-olds that got the Pfizer vaccine, okay, they did well, they had efficacy, but 30 of those 1,100 that didn't get the vaccine tested positive for COVID. So their results are 3%. There was like a 3% chance of you getting COVID if you didn't get the vaccine. Now, parents need a little bit, I guess, more, shall we say, convincing if they're going to take the risk of their children getting an additional vaccine. And I've been having a lot of trouble answering these questions for you all because anybody who says, oh, I know, they're lying. The most honest thing a doctor could say is, I don't know. I have no idea if there's long-term effects of the vaccine because the vaccine has only been around for a year or two. I got the vaccine and so far so good, but, I can't say. Interestingly, my surgery might be a little bit put off because something kind of showed up a little odd in the blood work, and so we're kind of getting it tested. It looks like I bleed easier. It might be a false artifact, but we're checking into that. And so that's why I held off on my booster, because I didn't want to mess up any chance for me to go and get my surgery that I was hoping to do tomorrow. We'll see if it happens. But so I can't say long term it's safe. All I could say is for now it looks safe, but I can't say long term. I also can't say if your child getting COVID is going to affect them long term. I assume that this virus is some weird virus that we know not enough about because it could have been tinkered with in a lab. We still don't have any transparency coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, so we know, exactly what happened 2 years ago. And I really think the virus was already in the United States fall of 2019, which means whatever happened at the end of summer, early fall of 2019 in China. So I can't tell you that if your child gets the virus, they're fine. But when parents see that COVID has a very, very low infectious rate with kids and a much lower death rate, they're not getting convinced to get the vaccine. And I've been asked, by public officials, tell parents to get their kids vaccinated. Tell parents to get their kids vaccinated. I just want to be honest. I'm here for education. I'm here to promote public health, but do it honestly. 712 kids thus far have died of COVID since the pandemic. That's 712 too many. But does that mean that it's enough to mandate, enough to warrant mandates in schools, such as in California? Is it enough for a teenager to take the risk? One source here says that the myocarditis risk is about, shall we say, 3 to 17 per million. With the second dose, 12 to 34 per million. Again, not a lot, but still, that's kind of too much for most parents to tolerate. So, the number one question I've been asked the last few weeks is, should my kid get the vaccine? And I want to apologize that I can't give you guys a straight up answer. All I could say is my kids have been vaccinated and I recommended it to them because I just don't trust China. And I just don't trust where this virus came from. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I had to go with, the information I had now. I got the vaccine, so far so good. When my kids got the vaccine, I told them to lay off the gym, just because I didn't want them sore. And then they go, yeah, Mom, I'm sore. And I wouldn't know if it was myocarditis or not, and then have to run to the hospital. So I'm like, just to play it safe. Plus, I had heard in Europe, they were kind of recommending maybe hold off going to the gym. In America, they say, no, you can still go to the gym. You can still do whatever. But I was like, I just want to make sure I can identify symptoms in my kids. Because my kids, man, when they try to get out of anything, I'm like, can you do the dishes? And they're like, oh, no, I think I have carpal tunnel. I'm like, what the, where the hell did that come from? It's funny, when my son wanted to get out of school, he would say, Mom, I have pain at McBurney's Point. Okay, I'm like, oh my gosh, McBurney's Point, you know, because that's the point where we check, you know, about two-thirds of the way between the navel and the hip and the iliac crest, so we could, you know, identify if that's where you possibly have appendicitis. So my kid wanted to say, Mommy, I have a tummy ache. He's like, Mom, I got pain at McBurney's Point. I'm like, well, I'm like, what the hell? So, but if anybody wants me to say Band-Aids for kids are appropriate, oh, hell no. No, I not with this data. You know, I believe the vaccine helps. I believe the virus is some evil thing that maybe wasn't concocted from its origin, but has the ability to really mess with humans and their ability to smell and get into their nervous system and even cause myocarditis too. So my advice to all parents is don't let your kids get COVID on purpose. Try to avoid it if you can. So if there's somebody sick in the household, keep the kid away. If you feel comfortable getting the vaccine, get it. But none of these chicken pox parties, I would not recommend that. You know, natural immunity, I keep getting asked from parents and adults, I want natural immunity to this. I want natural immunity to this. I'm telling you right now, we've all been exposed. I mean, if we went to a grocery store, if we went to a pumpkin patch, if we went trick-or-treating, if we've been at school, if we've been at work, we're exposed. If I've been around any of my vaccinated colleagues, I'm sure they've breathed it on me because vaccinated people can spread it. So let's take a step back and relax about trying to get natural immunity because I think it's already out there and we've been exposed. Don't try to get sick on purpose though. As a doctor licensed in multiple states, when I'm hearing, like, I just had a pregnant patient having trouble breathing, unvaccinated for COVID. I don't want any pregnant patient having trouble breathing. I want to make sure they don't get a blood clot, and COVID could cause clots. I want to make sure they don't, you know, miscarry. I don't, or go into preterm labor. So, you know, if I had to choose, if somebody put a gun to my head and I had to choose vaccine or no vaccine, I would choose vaccine. Would I choose mandate? No. No. Can't force it. Parents need to sit down with their pediatrician and their child. Look at the pros and cons. But very interesting data coming out of this Pfizer study that there is a 3% higher chance of getting COVID if you weren't vaccinated. So parents are making this decision on Pfizer, and this is Pfizer data. The new results were collected in the 10 months to September, according to the Daily Mail. Pfizer has said that the vaccine is now 100% effective against COVID. I believe them. 12 to 15-year-olds are getting adult dose, the 30 microgram, the two shots. Now, another question I'm getting from parents is, can my kid just get one shot? I'd love to see the studies on that. I would love to see the studies on that. But here's the only thing we have to think about. If kids could get away with one shot, Pfizer might have already tried that in the clinical trial. I know some of you are like, no, because they'll make more money if it's two shots. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. If one shot was enough to mount a proper immunity, I'm sure they would tell us. Because look at how Johnson & Johnson was sold, you know, because people were like, oh, yeah, one shot. But then what happened with Johnson & Johnson? With Johnson & Johnson, a lot of public officials are like, nah, if it's been 2 months, get a second shot. So I can't tell you that Pfizer or Moderna or whoever ends up having pediatric indications, you know, and for the shot will allow, you know, one shot to do it. So, yeah. But interesting data. I wish I could help you make the decision better. But like I said, I fear China more than I fear Pfizer. I respect Pfizer. I got the shot. My kids got the shot. But I get it's a tough decision. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before President Biden jets to Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving weekend, he will deliver a speech to the American people on how he plans to lower costs at 2 p.m. Eastern. Americans are getting hit with inflation due to many factors, including too much spending by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says the supply chain is partially to blame for inflation.
While our nation's importers are struggling with record shipping costs and our nation's exporters, including farmers, are struggling to get their product shipped, new data from the industry experts show that ocean carriers have been making extraordinary profits this year.
Bloomberg is reporting President Biden is planning to release oil stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as soon as Tuesday. Disgraced former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo would have been impeached had he stayed in office. An impeachment report has evidence of facts stating he sexually harassed 12 women, hid the accurate number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths, and pressured state employees to write his pandemic memoir. USA Radio News. After the FBI failed to take action on a warning that Nicholas Cruz was going to snap, a settlement has been determined.
More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed on or before December 20th, according to an official court document filed Monday. The families suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It's being reported families of Parkland shooting victims settled their lawsuit with the DOJ for about $130 million. A likeness of Thomas Jefferson has been removed from New York City City Hall. Art handlers packed up the 884-pound statue of Jefferson Monday after a mayoral commission voted to banish the likeness of the nation's third president. USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like drinking on the plane. I don't like taking Ambien on a plane. I don't like taking Benadryl to sleep. I don't like doing any of that because when I would fly, I'd fly with my kids. And I was always thinking to myself, if we ever had to crash or we had to crash in the ocean and we lived to tell about it and I had to get the kids off the plane, last thing I wanted to be is groggy. So when I have the kids, it's 5-hour flight, 6-hour flight, however long, I'm like this. I mean, I am like up watching my babies. I don't really like to fall asleep. When I travel on my own, you know, or if I get an upgrade, yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, then maybe I'll kind of relax a little bit and I'll sleep. But I just, you know, years ago, I could swear somebody was next to me touching me on a plane. And so I really, really like to stay awake and just be, you know, aware. Well, since the pandemic and since people were getting grumpy because of mask mandates, and getting rowdy and even assaulting passengers and flight attendants, alcohol, I believe, is still paused until January 2022 with American Airlines and Southwest. I have to double check all the airlines' websites for this. But for those of you thinking, you know what, I'll be able to have a drink, sleep, I'm good, alcohol may not be allowed on the plane. So many of you are thinking, well, this is fine. Excuse me, I'll just go ahead, I'll go to the bar, because there's a bar at the airport. I'll get a to-go cup, and I'll drink my alcohol that way, and I'll bring my alcohol on. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think that's a huge fine. I don't think you're allowed to bring alcohol onto the plane. Now, I read somewhere that it could be a $17,000 fine. Now, if you're like me, if you get something and you don't need it, you save it. So I still have some bottles of Jack Daniels, these little airport bottles. They're so cute. I think I have them just because they're so cute. And they're in my travel bag from like 3 years ago flights. And so if you're like me, where you're like, you know, I'm going to sneak this one, you know, I'm not going to drink it on the plane, you know, they're offering free alcohol, so I'll take the alcohol and I'll take it home and all that. You might want to clear out your bag just in case, because they are starting to get strict. And one thing that's prompting this is, did you hear about this idiot? Southwest Airlines passenger brought his own alcohol onto a flight. He smoked pot in the lavatory, and then he sexually assaulted a flight attendant. Now, the FAA fined him $40,000. I think this guy should have gone to jail for assaulting a flight attendant, so I'm not sure what's happening with that. But the FAA said before the flight landed in San Diego, he went to the bathroom. It's called a lavatory. I'm not sure why. Well, lavar in Spanish means wash, so but I go in there to potty. So I would be I would call it an orinar-a-tory or a defecar. But anyway, they call it a lavatory. And he smoked some pot. And then, I guess, it landed in San Diego. He sexually assaulted the flight attendant, and he has been fined $40,800. Overall, there's been 161,000 fines that the FAA has levied against passengers. There's been 300 reports of passenger disturbances due to alcohol, they say. So the FAA told airport bars to monitor alcohol intake, prevent giving customers to-go cups filled with booze before they boarded their flights because of these skyrocketing cases of quote-unquote unlawful behavior. So, and by the way, you're not allowed to smoke, let alone smoke marijuana. There's no smoking allowed. That's also a huge fine. You could get kicked off the plane. Not sure if they give you a parachute or not. So, flight crew called law enforcement. Passenger was arrested for resisting arrest, public intoxication. I'm not exactly sure how he sexually assaulted the flight attendant, but when she told him to stop drinking, he assaulted her. Now, there was a JetBlue Airlines passenger who was fined $17,000 for drinking booze the airline did not give him. But he also urinated on the lavatory floor, so that would be a uratory. They really shouldn't call it lavatory anymore. He verbally abused flight crew. He refused to wear a face mask, and this was on a flight from New York City to Ecuador. So the FAA fined this guy $17,000. Then another person got fined $16,000. It was a Delta passenger from San Francisco to Georgia, was told on two occasions she could not drink her own mini bottles of alcohol, but proceeded to finish the bottle in front of the flight attendant. She pulled her mask down, demanded the flight attendant's filmer, I guess. Excuse me. Flight was diverted to Las Vegas. She was met with law enforcement. So I'm serious, people. Check your bag. Because if you have alcohol from other flights, you could get busted for bringing that onto a plane. So, you know, these unruly passengers, these incidences, this is a bigger symptom of something else. And, you know, I told you guys this. The flight attendants, bless their hearts, the pilots, those people working in these fields, you don't know how they feel about these mandates. You know, they're employees. They're doing a job. They have a family to feed. I am pretty sure that the average person out there is saying, you know, is thinking, okay, I know it's ridiculous. I know you're having trouble breathing on the plane. I understand the mask isn't doing much. I get you. But they can't say that. They have to say, look, this is what Biden wants. This is what the FAA wants. You have to wear the mask. And so when I was up in a plane, I noticed you do, your partial pressure oxygen drops. I noticed I was having trouble breathing. And so I kept ordering something to drink. So, because the only time you're allowed to have the mask off is to drink something. And I was having trouble breathing. And it was a 5.5 hour flight. So I think the FAA got wind of that, that people, because they're so uncomfortable with the mask, is saying, oh yeah, I'll have another drink, I'll have another drink. And if you ask the average person, they'll pay an extra $100 just to not have to have that mask on. And I know some of you are like, what idiots? The mask protects other people, the mask. Here's the thing, you know, these masks, I wore them every day with patients, but I changed it out each time. And when I changed it out, I was able to breathe. People need breaks to breathe. So if you're sitting for 5-6 hours compressed, you know, this is only going to, you know, once you breathe on it and your respirations are wet, you really decrease its efficacy, which is why you got to change this out all the time, which is why you need to use an N95 respirator. So, you know, I'm saying people who abuse alcohol and abuse flight attendants, it's on them. They should be, you know, fined, whatever. But I don't think we would be in this position if we didn't have these stupid mandates. You know, going on a plane during Thanksgiving season, during Christmas season, always put you at risk for colds and coughs. And so, you know, I think a lot of people out there that don't want to get sick will get their flu shot, will get their COVID booster, and will wear a mask. But for those people that don't want to, I would almost rather they be prevented from flying if they're sick than prevented from flying because they aren't putting something on their face. I just think there's a better way to do this. And flight attendants, there should be no reason they're being assaulted and they're in the middle of it. They're not police. Flight attendants have had to turn into law enforcement all of a sudden. Just like these young teenagers. These 110-pound teenagers are being asked to approach 6'5", 250-pound men about a mask or showing proof of their vaccination. We have got, if you want enforcement, then every flight should have a cop on there. But you cannot ask flight attendants who are already overworked to take this on. They're getting assaulted. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Peter D. Wrote, if you have been vaccinated but then exposed to a family member who has COVID, can that be a booster? Now, that's actually a very interesting question. So we doctors, right, you know, we're in the medical field, so we are exposed to things all the time. And one of the reasons why we don't seem to get as ill as often with these colds and things like that is because our immunity is always primed. I mean, we're exposed to so much. We can still get tuberculosis. We could still get HIV. We could still get COVID. Doctors have, and doctors have died. Nurses have too. But we just seem to be able to stave things off. Now, mind you, I still wore a mask, but it shows that I could still get something even through the mask. So, if you, let's say, are around other people, you have had the shot, you have antibodies, but they're starting to wane, and you are ready for a booster. If you are exposed to actual COVID, can that act or replace a booster? So yes and no. And I know you guys hate that, but look, I'm honest. I would be the worst doctor in the world if I said, oh, hell yeah, or oh, hell no. I don't do that. I'm going to be honest. Your immunity is based on the amount of viral load, the amount of your exposure, and then the way your body responds to it. So if your body gets the flu, you get sick with the flu, you make some antibodies to that, but the antibodies don't last, or you don't make enough antibodies, it goes away. Some of us have had mild COVID, we got our antibodies tested, and we're like, wait a second, no antibodies. So that's on us. We were exposed to it, but our antibodies didn't do much. The vaccines are artificial immunity. Natural immunity is you getting exposed. Artificial immunity means it's artificial. A lot of people don't like that term, going, you're trying to make it sound like it's fake. No, it's artificial immunity. That's what it is in the textbooks. But with artificial immunity, it is manipulated as such, so that if you get that injection of the mRNA, let's say your Pfizer or Moderna shot, or the DNA from the Johnson & Johnson, and your body makes those spike proteins like you're supposed to, like it tells it to, you now have, supposedly, tons of spike proteins in your body. Now, I can't quantitate it. There's a lot of variables in it. But Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson tested that with a 30, let's say with Pfizer, a 30 microgram dose, you're going to make enough spike proteins to build an immune response and have an ample immunity. So it's been more tested, a little bit more controlled. You walking by somebody at a grocery store that has COVID, yeah, you might get exposed to COVID, but I don't know how many of the spike proteins you're going to be exposed to. So to answer Peter's question, if you took care of a family member with COVID and you were exposed and you had the vaccine, I can't say for sure you got enough virus in your body to count as a booster. And the other thing to also keep in mind is, in order for you to make the amount of spike proteins that the vaccine gives you, and again, I'm not saying this to be, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of the vaccine, but I'm not saying this to promote vaccine. I'm just being honest about the science, okay? That is designed to make tons of spike proteins so that you turn around and develop an immune response. If you got the shot, and if you're technically have some immunity to the virus, that virus, in order to have tons of spike proteins, the virus has to get into your body. It has to be able to manufacture more viruses, because that's how a virus infects your body. It takes over a cell, then it tells the cell to make more virus, cell lyses, breaks. Now you have all these viruses attaching to new cells. So if you have a really good immune system, and here is Mr. COVID virus coming in, and the antibodies are like, not here, bounce, then you were exposed to COVID, but your immunity might have blocked it from being able to expose you to more spike proteins. Does that make sense? That being said, I do believe your immune system keeps getting primed. Now, interestingly, there was a study, and this study is being being written about in Science Tech Daily, where exposure to harmless coronaviruses will boost your immunity, which is makes sense because we've even seen studies that said, look, if you had COVID and you had the shot, you're going to be a lot more protected. So they say infections with the novel coronavirus and vaccination lead to strong antibody responses against SARS-CoV-2. Immune responses to other human coronaviruses, which mostly only cause harmless colds, can also provide some protection. Now, what makes this study very interestingly is when I thought I got mild COVID for one day, a lot of people thought they had mild COVID, when they went and donated blood and looked for antibodies, the antibodies didn't pick it up. Or the antibodies weren't picked up, meaning there weren't enough antibodies. But this study out of Zurich said, no, you can still produce antibody responses. So they say the population's immunity to COVID, achieved either through infection or vaccination, is crucial. A team of researchers led by the University of Zurich has now discovered another component that contributes to our immunity, previous antibody responses to other harmless coronaviruses. People who have had strong immune responses to other human coronaviruses also have some protection against SARS. So the researchers used a specially developed assay to analyze antibody levels against four other human coronaviruses. COVID-19 is just one of them. And this was an 825 serum samples taken before SARS had emerged, the COVID-19 had emerged. They also examined 389 samples from donors infected with COVID. Combining these analyses with computer-based models, they were able to predict how well the antibodies would bind and neutralize invading viruses. So the type of immune response is cross-reactivity, where you have it occurs with T-cell responses, and they say that the cross-reactivity may provide that extra, shall we say booster immunity. So the researchers were able to demonstrate that people that had lower levels of antibodies against coronaviruses that cause common colds. People with high levels of antibodies against the harmless coronaviruses were less likely to have been hospitalized against catching SARS-CoV-2. So what they're explaining is even non-COVID coronaviruses helped boost your immunity. So whether you get exposed to COVID, whether you get exposed to non-COVID, this cross-reactivity allegedly can boost your immunity. And I know this kind of sounds a little confusing, but our antibodies need things that look like the virus. It could be a regular coronavirus. It could be the wild type, which is what we're vaccinated for. It could be the new variant. Again, I'm not recommending getting infected with this. We do not want anybody to get actual COVID because who knows what it could do to you or long term. But if you have been exposed, there is a positive to that. There's a silver lining. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.